In January and February of this year, Brian went through the same passage in Romans 15. And he actually did Romans 14 and 15. And this passage, however, kept coming back to my mind as we prepared for this trip and as we came back. And it's okay, I think, every once in a while to go through the same passage of Scripture twice in a year. I think that's okay. So we'll do that in Romans 15. Romans 15, let's read the first seven verses. Follow along as I read in Romans 15. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. We only have a few minutes together, so if you'd like the in-depth look at this passage, go to our website. Look to February, and you'll find Brian's message on Romans 15, 1 through 7. But Paul wrote this passage to a church in Rome, and it was to instruct other believers on how they should interact with each other and how they should treat each other, even when there are disagreements, even when there are varying views on issues of conscience. And all throughout this passage, though, you see how believers are pointed to imitate Christ and follow his example. And this passage is full. It's so rich. If you look at verse 2, look at that. It says, for each of our neighbors to please, not to please themselves, but to please each other for their good, to build them up, to encourage each other. In verse 5, Paul talks about his desire that we live in harmony with each other. Doesn't that sound good? Building each other up, encouraging, living in harmony with each other? That doesn't seem like our world today, but that's what Paul wants for Christians. And then when Paul comes to verse 7, this is what I want to very briefly discuss with you today. What amazes me in Romans 15, verse 7, he says, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. As Brian mentioned in his sermon, this welcome word doesn't mean a hi, how you doing type of welcome. No, it's warm. It's inviting. It's caring. And it's loving. We need to imitate Jesus in this. And whom does Jesus want us to welcome? Well, and who did Jesus welcome? First of all, well, he didn't welcome those who were put together and classy and living respectable lives. He didn't just welcome them. He didn't only extend a welcome to the upper class and to the well-known and the powerful. He welcomed us. Jesus welcomed into his family, God's family, sinners and lawbreakers and those that disrespected him. He invited those to follow after him. He invited the poor. He invited the outcasts of society. He invited those that were weak to repent of their sins and to turn and follow after him. That's an overwhelming thought for me, brothers and sisters of FBC, because that's a welcome I don't deserve, to be invited into God's family. But God showed me that welcome, and by his grace I received it. And Jesus now wants us to do the same. Paul says this type of welcome was done for the glory of God. Why? Why? Because it's not normal. You know, I don't watch too much news on television much anymore, but just in the past couple weeks, it seems clearer than ever that our generation struggles with being a welcoming one. Man, you see out there yelling and screaming and looking for an opportunity to crush your opponent if he disagrees with you. You see frustration and anger all across our country, and it seems like it's the new normal. The word that shows up everywhere is outrage. People are constantly outraged by something else or another. Our society refuses to listen and welcome, instead chooses to show anger. And I'm so thankful that the leaders and teens on our trip to Pine Ridge, they lived counter-culturally. They didn't follow the norms out there. And while we weren't perfect by any means, over and over again, I saw our teens treat each other with respect. If you saw the teens that came up here, there's lots of different personalities. There's lots of different ways that they do things. but they chose to invite each other in and show each other kindness. I'm proud of how they welcomed the adults that they interacted with at Pine Ridge and the children that they came in contact with at the kids' club, because welcoming others isn't always easy. You know, I've been working with kids and teenagers now pretty much every week for the last 15 years, and I have seen some crazy stuff that teens and kids have done. But that first day working with Kids Club at Pine Ridge, that pushed me to the edge of my sanity. I went all the way to the brink as a youth pastor. It felt like a war zone out there. I felt like I was a war general deploying teens to areas where kids were escaping and running for cover and trying to bring them back in. And I felt like we needed to call a full-on retreat and go back to the 15-passenger van and hide there till the week was over. That's what the first day felt like. But then I started observing. I watched our teenagers and our leaders over and over again show kindness and love to those kids. And they welcomed the warm and inviting way of welcoming those children. And Bible lessons were taught, and memory verses were shared, compassion was given. Countless, as you've heard, piggyback rides were offered up, and friendships and relationships were formed. And as our team painted homes and repaired houses and did yard work, I observed our young people reaching out to help families that we assisted. They were families that were really in trouble. They had needs. It was an opportunity, like we saw in verse number 2 in Romans 15, to encourage and build up our neighbors. And in return, we found out much kindness was shown to us as well. We got to know those families that we assisted. We got to meet Sally and know her. I observed one of our FBC heart statements. They're in the back wall there. One of them says, and I saw this lived out when we were at Pine Ridge, loving people is our greatest expression of our love for God. So what happens from all this Romans 15 type of living and welcoming? Well, this countercultural, God-glorifying welcoming starting to change the community. The pastor, Pastor TJ, who is the pastor in Manderson that we met, came there after doing mission work just like our teenagers did, once a week, for 1 week, for just a summer, until he felt led by God to plant a church in Manderson. And his church started with two people, him and his wife, 4 years ago. And now, there's 30 people there. Native Americans are coming to know God. They're starting to follow Jesus, and lives are starting to change. And they're starting to hear about Jesus. They're seeing Jesus' love from the mission work that's coming in there each week during the summer. And Jesus is changing people. You know, we were just a small part at Pine Ridge. And there is much work to be done. But God's word and God's love is going out. And it's exciting to see what God is doing in Pine Ridge for his glory. So FBC, can we keep doing that here? Will we be the church that welcomes others like Jesus welcomed us? For you Awana workers, hundreds of kids are about to pour through those doors in a week and a half, and you can welcome them and point them to Jesus because you just might be the first person that will love them unconditionally like Jesus does. Those of you who are working with teenagers this year, man, teens go through some tough stuff. It's a rough phase of life. There are pressures and tensions and issues that they will carry with them into the youth center, into our church this year. Will we welcome them and show them a God that will carry their burdens if they follow after him? You know, also a new church building is going up across town. A new era for us will soon begin at First Baptist. And it's my hope that this church body will be filled with people that desire to encourage and live in harmony and welcome each other, as we desire to spread God's glory all across this community and show everyone how great and wonderful our God is. So as we all work together for God's glory, whether it's at a mission trip in Pine Ridge for a week or it's right here in Medford, Wisconsin, pursue the Romans 15 welcome. Relentlessly love your God and express that love in the greatest way possible by loving others the way Jesus has loved us.